Hey, this is Russ Dizdar. Shatter the Darkness live broadcast on the 21st of June. It is 2011, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Glad to be with you on this Tuesday night. And welcome all those that listen by satellite, all those that listen by internet radio. May God's grace, power, might, just in this 1 hour, it's an exciting hour because the hand of God. That's what I know. I know that God loves you. God cares. God, nobody wants you more than God does. That's the expressed revelation of Scripture. God so loved the world. That little gar in the Greek, G-A-R, gar, for gods. That's an explosive, it's kind of as if the Spirit of God was emphasizing what mankind can't believe. God is expressing that God so loves the world. He really does. That means you, wherever you're at, depending on your background, believers in Christ by the Spirit of God, may He strengthen you and empower you today. Those lost, wherever you're at, whatever the reasons for listening, by God's providence, may God save, may God stretch out His hand to heal. Actually heal body, emotion, mind. God, stretch out your hand to heal in Jesus' name and to deliver and crush the dark side in Jesus' name. Now, we pray that because we know that wherever you are, and even by archives, welcome around the world, listeners, God is able to embrace you, engage you, and bring His mercy and His love and His power to bear in your life. Now, I hope that's what you are ultimately wanting. Tonight, we are on part two, astral projection, astral attack, psychic assassinations, and the weaponizing of astral projection. We've got some interesting things to look at today. I mean, yesterday we did a little bit of the introduction. I'm getting emails left and right and Facebook messages, but primarily emails, some of which they're asking. And again, my way of bringing out information would usually be, I'm not going to tell the names of those. And if I do share any content, there are those that want me to share content, those that did not ask for me to. But I do want to say that we'll guard your name and share where we feel appropriate. Want to say welcome to a new friend. Here's a German that's living in New Zealand, listening there. They've been listening to 3 months now. And lots of nice MP3s in the course and so forth. So we are glad that you're listening. And Sebastian, and we want to, we're just simply saying hello to a listener there in New Zealand. Let me say that I'm also on a little trek here, learning a little bit of German, learning a little bit of Russian, and we'll try to bring welcomes to many of you in other languages of the world as we learn. Dobre utro, of course, is one. And we just, it's because God loves you. That's why we're here. No matter what the subject matter, we are living in a day, in an hour, in which the broadest deception, the largest level of dark side manifestation in massive counterfeit, and well, again, as the Spirit of God says, they're coming in to deceive many. There are those listening right now that have been deceived, though they would hate to think so, back in the late 70s, early late 60s and early 70s. There's no question I was a spiritual man. I was engaged in spiritual things. And let me tell you just quickly that all of the spirituality and all of the things that I was into, none of it led me to God because none of it came from God. The spirits, spiritual presence and energy and experiences and all the stuff, even as they were training me how to leave my body, engage the great universal, or as some call it, the astral plane, and get in touch with the masters. Really? Thank God for God's intervention in my life in those days. And if you're listening, it's not about me being right, you being wrong. It's about all of us being wrong, God being right, and God intervening to save our very lives and our very destinies. I hope you're interested. God has a message. If you've been an experiencer of astral projection and you've got spirits and you've been going out and you've been involved in everything else, And if you're on, well, listen, if you, and you have all these experiences, see, I'm reading a book right now by Robert Bruce about self-defense. Now, here's an, here's a highly vetted astral projector that, that has a lot to say about being out there, a lot of explanation. All of his information, massive information in his books, his volumes, that tells you about this subject. He tells you from his experience back in the late 60s, early 70s. If I was to tell you about spirituality and spirits and spiritual power and spiritual experiences, I would have told you about the experiences I had. You would have noticed that I never said the Spirit of God, the living Christ. I had no testimony of God, no testimony of the living Christ. All I had was my engagement with the other side. And so it is with all these books and materials. And again, as a researcher, and I know that I'm compelled for this purpose to research and bring out because of, again, the agenda, the sequential agenda. And it's what we're going to talk about. And let me just say this. If you're a new listener, my name is Russ Dizdar. The website behind all of the information and all that you'll, you know, well, there's a lot of stuff there. Shatterthedarkness.net. You'll notice the outline for the week. You'll notice there's a audio overview of the entire week. You'll also notice that there's PDF file broadcast study notes. Today, on Tuesday, the 21st, we have A, B, C, D, and E. A, astral projection as an out-of-the-body experience. B, OBEs and what really happened to Elijah, to Paul, and to John. What is the Bible's take on all of this? And C, the need of non-human enablement for astral projection. D, what is the astral realm? We're going to try to hit that again. And then E, what is really going on in the, in parentheses, astral realm? Now, I'll continue to use that phrase, astral realm, though I know what it is. I believe that it's the second heavenlies. I believe it's in the heavenlies. It's a realm. There's no question about it. It is where, and I define it this way, Ephesians chapter 2, the prince of the power, the eros, the Greek word eros, the immediate, well, the prince of the power, that word is domain. That realm, that is what though so many are calling the astral realm. What the master was trying to train me called the great universal. And what I believe, the sanitized version of all of this, remote viewing, military remote viewing, Psy warriors in Russia, across Europe, United States, Stargate, all that, they would call it the ether, but it's all the same area. You'll notice that the same synchronicity, same revelatory data, doctrine, teaching, experiences are all in that realm, coming from that realm, engaging. And if you do believe the prophetic revelation of the Spirit of God, Timothy 4, verse 1, where it says this, the Spirit, referring to God the Holy Spirit, says expressly, that word means, the Spirit of God has raised his voice and has spoken definitively. It's as if God raised his voice to make a point known. This is prophetic. This is powerful prophetic declaration. And it says simply this, the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, says that in the latter times, planos, that's the Greek word meaning imposters, spirits, entities, that they would come to deceive many. They would use some to actually operate in and bring about didache of daimonia, writings that would come from the experience with these spirits, the experience of their abilities and energies and their work, their direct purpose. Now, again, that prophecy is about 2,000 years ago, and it's referring to what's going on right now, what I would call the massive, unprecedented ramping up of the dark side beyond anything in human history. This is beyond Babylon, beyond Sumer, beyond Egypt. This is beyond the early church and the Gnostics. We are headed towards the very end of things. Now, as I told you in research, let me just give you some of the titles. Astral Projection, 90-Day Guide of Out-of-the-Body Experience. How about Magic of Crystals, a guide to mastering astral projection? Yeah, we've read the one called Sapphire, writing a number of things. Her books are now like $100 and some on Amazon. How about this one? It's only $5. I'm not going to give you the authors or whatever else, because my intent is not to... I'm just telling you the titles. How to do out-of-the-body experience, OBE. How to lucid dream, astral project, and have out-of-the-body experiences. Here's another one. Astral projection for beginners. 6 techniques for traveling to other realms. Here's the one that I'm doing a study on personally right now. It's called Astral Projection and the Nature of Reality, Exploring Out-of-the-Body State. Now, I'm going to quote from this guy in the beginning of his materials. You'll see why when I do. There's another one I'm doing a study with right now. It's called Extreme Occult Primer, Astral Projection and Reading Psalms. I mean, there's book after book after book. I told you on Monday, the church is 99.99% silent on the subject. Yet it is massively written about, massively released in video materials and even DVDs, and meetings that you can go to learn, masters that invite you to learn from them, so forth. So there's just so much out there as far as the actual content leading many. So whether it's in the realm of psychics and New Agers and others, and this is done in among the Hindu and pantheists and so forth, deeply done among witches and Satanists and so forth. But I've got to give you some of this. This comes from one of the experiencers, and here's what they've said in their book. Now again, their book is this titled Astral Projection: The Nature of Reality. Now, the author is John Magnus, and he's all about exploring out-of-the-body state. Now, one of the chapters is this, The History of Astral Projection. Now, I'm quoting, astral projection, in one form or another, appears throughout age-old literature. The earliest account I have found comes from Rantha. Remember Rantha? A spirit channeled by J.Z. Knight. This entity describes through J.Z. Knight how around 33,000 B.C. he had an out-of-the-body experience, an OBE. And it goes into, you know, I'm going to give you some more on the history of this, and there's a deep history. You just got to understand, this goes way back, way back. It is deeply entrenched in cultures. Plato talks about it. We're going to go across the board and bring this all up to date to let you know that it is a underreported. And even though there's hundreds of spiritual warfare books, there's only one little tiny, tiny, tiny book that I can't even recommend that a Christian has written on this, only because they recommended. Todd Bentley in their book and other, there were some things that just I couldn't bring out. So here's what we've had to do. We're doing this series and we're also finishing up a little book on this, maybe about 120 pages, which is going to be a training guide. It'll be ready at the Future Congress in Branson, Missouri, along with hopefully Once Blind in the possibility of that little powerful book on prayer that I hope to have out there for you too. If not, you'll see it kindled. You'll see it online, and you can get it later on down the road. Don't forget The Black Awakening, The Rise of the Satanic Super Soldier. There is absolutely, and again, you know me, I'm a reader of thousands and thousands of books, but there just simply still is no book like it out there. And we're going to kindle that later on, maybe into July. But we just want you to know that it's it deals with everything. And it deals with the survival issue, the church's response, and why there are possibly, on the statistics, it's mind-blowing if there really are 100 million worldwide. 4 generations. Those around 60s, those around the 40s, those around the 20s, those in their early years, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, that kind of thing. And this is the issue. Anybody counseling in this area, and doing, you know, deliverance and healing and, you know, and leading individuals to Christ, they're going to tell you this. Inside those super soldiers, regardless of the phrases, multiple personality order, a disorder, or DID, those are the cultural, secular, and psychological terms. They're not what those creating them call themselves and call them. These are forged across the board and declared their desire. They're trained and they're forged. They claim to be Antichrist troops. I have engaged quite a few over the years, and still to this day, numerous encounters on deliverance level, engagement, power encounters. But I'll say this, in every single one of these SRAs, or chosen ones, they all have sub-personalities that are empowered and experienced in out of the body, into the astral realm, into that realm, and communicating, doing, traveling, engaging, and they know warfare. That it's not just observation, that it's not just influence, but it can involve attack and what one called psychic assassination. Now, we'll get into the nitty-gritty of that in the military, the weaponization of it, I believe, for the sake of globalist Antichrist supermilitary that's coming up. It's evolving and has been. And like an iceberg, the tip is out there. We're seeing it. But you and I, we really don't have any idea. If you see the tip of this satanic iceberg, and if you feel it in the air, please understand you are seeing and feeling about 5% of what's really there. Could you imagine how vast it really is? Now, God has given us the big heads up to tell us this, not so that we'd be scared. Actually, I believe so we would be cutting edge, empowered, bolder than ever, growing stronger, and standing defiant against the dark side as we win souls to Christ. So, Luciferian, chosen one, recon specialist, military listeners, those in Russia, those in China, those others, Red Guard. Listen, I'm going to tell you, regardless of your reasons for listening, I only care about one thing, that you meet God, that you know God, that Jesus Christ loves you, that he's come for you, that he can save you, and into your life, give you the gift of eternal life. Indestructible immortality, but it's a relationship. And here's the reality. Anyone born again by the Spirit of God has a testimony. Those believers listening right now, you know Jesus. You know, whether you're weak or strong or going through battles, things like that, you know Jesus. You know the presence of the Spirit of God. As a matter of fact, on the website, there's a training course with over 20 hours, all sessions, teachings on God the Holy Spirit. And if believers ever needed to know the work of the Spirit and be familiar with the Holy Spirit in your life and his work inside you, around you, the power of the Holy Spirit upon you to be a witness, the discerning work of the Holy Spirit. I mean, this is what God says in 1 John 4. In contrast to the counterfeit, seducing spirit of error, the Antichrist spirit, the spirits that can transfigure and make themselves like whatever in order to deceive someone. In contrast to all that, God says to the believer, greater, that is megdala, megdlas, this is massively greater, is the one that is in you, God the Holy Spirit that is in you, than the spirit and the spirits that are in the world. So 1 John 4, 1 says to all believers in Christ, test the spirits to see whether they're from God. There's a way to do that on an experiential Holy Spirit sense, on a doctrinal sense, on a confessionary sense. So when I tell you that I read remote viewers and astral projectors and occult writers in this field, and here's what I look for. Is there any testimony of them knowing Jesus? Is there any experiential testimony of them knowing the Holy Spirit in their life? And in all these cases, in every single case, not one. You're either on that side experiencing what those spirits and what that agenda is operative and doing right now, or you know the living Christ, the Spirit of God. And I want to make it very clear tonight. Elijah, the great prophet, the Apostle Paul, and the Apostle John, they all had out-of-the-body experiences. So it's biblically, listen to all the Bible students out there, theologians out there, it is obviously revealed out of Scripture that it's possible to leave your body and not die for a purpose. In every one of their cases, the distinguishing non-human enablement was the Spirit of God. The reason was for the purpose of God. The revelation was of God. On the other side of the fence, there is none of this. Hey, let me tell you, as we're entering into 20 minutes today, I need to give you a heads up. Obviously, today, you know what today is, right? When it comes down to, all the things that are going on all around us. There are, because nobody wants anybody to know this, but if you've checked out the satanic calendar for June, in June, you have the 21st, which is today, feast day, summer solstice. And again, male or female, they would involve human sacrifice. So heads up to all the SRAs and heads up to everyone and all the prayer intercessors. If you've been studying the training course, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, that deals with how to detect in your city covens and how to begin to approach it on a, you know, evangelistic and prayer intercessory and using the authority of Christ, well, today would be a good day to throw up massive intercession, and to be sensitive to the Spirit of God, what's going on in your city. And if you want to deal with them, you can. Let God lead you. Upcoming July 1st, also, when you got August 3rd, you got demon revels and satanic revels, both of which in this area. A 14-year-old girl was slaughtered and on the demon revels. And then in August, a 17-year-old girl was, and we got pulled right into the case, and still we are active with it to this very moment. So keep your prayers fierce, strong, and defiant when it comes to using authority against the dark side, and let the Spirit of mercy and grace and might and the love of Christ lead you in witnessing and seeing people come to Christ. Don't forget Branson, Missouri, Future Congress, biggest conference style of this type coming up in July. We're going to be there doing two sessions on Saturday morning early and then Sunday in the later afternoon. And we hope that you'll be a part of coming to that conference. We have some other ones coming up, and we'll tell you about those as we have them all nailed down. It looks like we're also going to be on the radio tonight. Check our website, but I believe that we have been confirmed to be interviewed by Kirsten, and we're looking forward to that in time, I believe. Well, we'll take a look. It's Blog Talk Radio, and we'll try to put that up before late tonight, and we'll see what that's going to be as far as the engagement. Listen, appreciate the other emails and so forth coming in, but let's get right into the 5 points we have tonight. I wanted to mention to you again that one of the major experiencers in astral projection, and let me tell you, the remote viewers, and I'm reading more and more of them, they're now, Tard and others, and Monroe and others, they're all talking about the out-of-the-body experience part of it, and anybody reading the remote viewers. And listen, if you don't think this is a big issue, one, it is part of the cutting-edge spiritual technology or operating force of the dark side. We're going to give you 4 things at the end. Why? What's really going on? What's the reason? So I'm going to pray and ask the Spirit of God to lead this. I pray that this gets to anyone involved in OBEs and astral projection or ones that feel they're being attacked. And for the believers, when we deal with Friday's a very important one. It's detecting and stopping astral attack. And if churches and others do not begin to realize how broad this is, as I was saying earlier, with that many satanic ritually abused, those being created to be spiritual but demonically empowered in the broadest way you can think. I mean, with the programming, with the subpersonalities, with all the abilities, everyone that I've dealt with anyway has someone inside of them that can astral project. And they don't just astral project for sex, engagement with demons, for viewing, for gathering information. They do it for attack. Whether you believe it or not, they believe they can touch, they can rape, they can bring disease, cause disease, like an actual demon sin, a ritual, a spell. It's like the extension of that and the presence of a, well, as some call it, a human spirit. And I'm looking at the emails I'm going to get to in the next few days when I share some of the stories that many of you now are writing in saying, hey, and you're giving detailed explanation of how it happened to you, to local churches. And here's the warning for all the pastors and so forth, that I believe in the chosen one, the SRA, that growing segment, if they've been planted in your church, the guarantee is this. In the United States, let alone Europe and the rest, by the thousands and thousands and thousands that have been planted purposely in thousands and thousands and thousands of churches and ministries, the upfront person may know nothing going on, but the inside, demonically charged, programmed, experienced astral projector will, during services, the inside can project out to try to bring harm, to do spiritual warfare against pastors and leaders and churches, and all of a sudden your service feels like there's something dark in the air, confusion, sickness, craziness, all kinds of stuff. We'll give some of the examples of it on Friday, but then again, with the incredible weapons of our warfare and the incredible authority of Jesus Christ given to us as permanent possession, with the designated mission to use it. How empty is it of believers in Christ to be given this authority directly from Jesus Christ with the mission of trampling the dark side and overcoming all the power of the enemy, and yet on the largest scale of believers, because of being not taught, which means pastors and leaders and spiritual leaders. And again, as a pastor, I've known a lot of pastors who didn't know a thing about spiritual warfare, never been engaged on a demonic level, and couldn't tell you so much about the authority given to the believer listed in Luke's Gospel chapter 10. And because of this massive lack, it leaves the body of Christ, in a real sense, almost defensive. It's like sending soldiers out right into the battle naked. You know, no clothing, no vests, Kevlar vests and so forth, no helmets, no weapons, no ammo. What military leader would do that to his soldiers? What spiritually in tune under the lordship of Christ pastor would teach and not equip, clothe, help your people be armor of God and authority and the actual practice? What can be done? The reason I guess I'm stressing is because I'm reading this other fella that tells me, and again, it's a guy that's deeply versed, once again, in the, oh, I guess you would call it the astral projection and that whole realm. I mean, this person is so vested in that side for so many years. But I'm reading his material today, and I'm noticing that in his material, not only is there an enormous weakness that he's basically telling folks that he has, and that nobody in the psychic New Age realm and those masters could help him. So he decided to write a book on the personal defense, psychic defense. Now, I'm reading his material, and of course, he's talking about, you know, claiming light and, you know, different things that different people say. And then he's going to offer a whole bunch of techniques that has nothing to do with the cross, nothing to do with the authority of Christ, the living Christ. There's no discussion whatsoever of the living Christ, the power of the Spirit of God. Here's the reason why. Listen carefully. You cannot be deeply invested in and a deep experiencer and embracer of that side spirituality and know anything about the living Christ, the Spirit of God. It is the absolute opposite. The contrast is seen in the book of 1 John. Because the early Docetics and Gnostics and Cerinthians and so forth, the Nicolaitans also, this early movement that again denied the deity of Christ, denied the salvation of God, had no, then when that occurs, there's no Holy Spirit inside of you. So psychic New Ager, astral projector, out of the body experiencer, and let me say Whitney Strieber, because I'm reading your new material, and I'm saying, where is the experiential confession of the living Christ, the work of the Spirit of God, the joy of the Lord? You can tell about the experiences you've had on that side of the fence, just like I could when I was in it and on that side. But I am completely divorced from that side. The night the living Christ, God, came into my life and the Spirit of God came into my life, I knew the other side, the powers, the work, it was real, but lethally deceptive and not of God. So I would urge, and I know this is from the Spirit of God for someone, I really do, I would urge clearly that if what you have hasn't led you to an experiential, personal relationship with God, with the gift of the Spirit of God inside of you, knowing that you have the gift of indestructible mortality, that you know the living Christ who died for you and the love of God that would fill you, then what you have is and has never come from God. When J.C. Knight Ramtha talks about the astral projection issues, going back, claiming to go back 33,000 years, according to this entity, before Christ, B.C., there was a teaching out of the Book of the Dead that I'm quoting out of John Magnus' book that gives guide to the departed, that those projecting out can guide the departed for the sake of the afterlife. There's more writings about ancient engagement. Here it is, quote, astral projection was also used in the priesthood initiation rituals. And then once he goes through a history of astral projection, which is pretty massive, really. But then he goes right to, guess where? The Bible. He goes right to where it speaks about Paul's experience, Elijah's experience, and John's experience. Now here's what he says in conclusion. And here's what I'm going to say, that when you don't have the Spirit of God in you, you don't know the living Christ, you don't have the actual Word of God living in you, but you have other spirits and their revelation that would never lead you to Christ, never open doors to God, and never help you to interpret Scripture correctly. What is their goal? To do the opposite. So this writer, experiencer of astral projection, says, quote, Bible accounts resemble this is all about out of the body experiences. He's saying that Bible accounts resemble both modern astral projection and alien abduction experiences. It would be reasonable to assume that the prophets made an interpretation of the experiences according to the beliefs and the culture of their time. What he's going to do right there is what Eric Van Daniken does and many others. This is what they're going to do. They're going to reject the direct testimony of Elijah, Paul, and John, the direct testimony of the Spirit of God in Scripture. They're going to alter it. They're going to bring reduction to it and reduce it to modern day or older occult, New Age, psychic-oriented astral projection. As I'm reading this author of this book, and again, I haven't read all of what he has to say, but astral projection and the reality and the nature of reality. I'm going to say boldly and clearly, they have absolutely been guided by what we've called in Scripture planos spirits, or arche cosmocrator, the exousia, and also the porneus pneumonikai. Those are the designations or descriptions the Spirit of God gives to the spirit entities that are engaging in the past, in the present, now probably into the hundreds of thousands. And even when it comes to the sleep paralysis issue, the goal ultimately, it seems now, in the sleep paralysis issue is more and more and more individuals testify. They're saying, and this is culturally worldwide, they're saying that these entities that have paralyzed them, that have engaged them, that have scratched them, that have spoken to them, they hear the sounds, and that maybe sexually touched them or raped them, ultimately are trying to pull them out of their body. Did you hear me? Pull them out of their body. To try to get them out and enter into that realm. Now, when I say astral realm the rest of this week, I'm talking about the second heavenlies. I believe the realm of the demonic realm specified in Ephesians 2 and Ephesians 6. Our warfare is not against flesh and blood, the scripture says to believer. That it's that it involves against. Notice the absolute pitting against in Ephesians 6. It is against, and the Greek words, of course, cosmocrator, those, but against the principalities and powers, the rulers and the wicked spirits in the heavenly realms, in the heavenly realms, in those realms, in that realm out there. That's what Ephesians 2 is about. The prince of the power, that domain, that realm. So we are dealing with that realm where hundreds of millions, if not billions, of the demonic abide and are operative. Now let's go over quickly. Well, let's do it in detail. Out of the body experiences, what really happened to Elijah, to Paul and to John? So first we're going to go to Ezekiel. I keep saying Elijah because I wrote down notes concerning his being caught up. That was quite different. His whole physical body, everything was caught up and out. But Ezekiel's experience in chapter 3, and he has it a number of times, but if you go to read it, and here's where, again, modern-day interpreters of astral projection and their experience being taken out by energies, powers, vibrations, whatever, spirits, but not the Spirit of God. It is on the other side of the fence. It is a contrast to, a counterfeit of what occurred to Ezekiel, Paul, and John. So Ezekiel chapter 3, here's what it says. Then the Spirit lifted me up, and I heard behind me a loud rumbling sound. May the glory of the Lord be praised in his dwelling place. See the connection here? Here's a believer, the Spirit of God he's experienced with. And the Spirit, as the astral projector author of this book, he takes the capital away. But we're talking here in Ezekiel, verse 12, chapter 3, God the Holy Spirit, capitalized. Ezekiel knows it's the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God lifted me up. He says in verse 13, the sound of the wings of the living creatures brushed against each other, and the sound of the wheels beside them, a loud rumbling sound. Now, again, that's why sleep paralysis individuals and astral projectors, they're going to talk about sounds also very similar, but from the dark side, those spirits bringing the same kind of experience, but counterfeit to what God the Holy Spirit does. In verse 14, take a look at it, chapter 3, Ezekiel, the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit he's talking about, the Spirit then lifted me up and took me away. And I went in bitterness and in the anger of my spirit with the strong hand of the Lord upon me. Now, you've got to understand, when this occurs to Ezekiel, it is by the Spirit of God. There are the angelic creatures around, the experience of the glory of the Lord, the clear testimony that the hand of the Lord is upon me, and guiding him out concerning the message that dealt with Israel and the warning that needed to be given. He has revelation from the Spirit of God that involves the angels of God, the presence of God, the glory of God, the hand of God, and the scripture and the witness of God. That's the testimony there. Anyone trying to take it out of there and put it into the New Age, put it into astral projection books, put it into the psychic realm, once again, do not understand, Ezekiel has a real, living, personal relationship with the same living Christ that I know now. And the same Holy Spirit that dwells in me, that dwells in every believer that's listening right now, God the Holy Spirit, that's the Spirit of God that guided and lifted him up out of his body. The experiences are many in the book of Ezekiel, but you cannot take modern day, though given by dark spirits, masqueraded as angels of light, ancient masters, ancestors, spirit guides, alien entities, and so forth. I'm reading another book right now called Crypto, The Crypto Terrestrials. Do we understand that God has said in the end of days, the entities by the hundreds of millions will be engaging humanity? One purpose, deceive them. Second purpose, use some of them to embed them with dark side revelation. It's called Didache Daemonia, Doctrines of Demons. Check it out, 1 Timothy 4:1. Can I ask you, as you're listening, what side of the fence, what experience do you have? I haven't read one book yet, one engagement talking with Wiccans, talking with New Agers, in my experience with all these years, even remote viewers. They can talk about the vibes, the energy, the presence, and so forth, but they cannot talk like Ezekiel does. It is not the Spirit of God, the hand of God, the glory of God, and the angels of God that accompany their experience. That's what accompanied Ezekiel's experience that comes out eventually as the biblical revelation. If you don't know the living God, the living Christ, if you don't have the Spirit of God inside of you, then you can't talk by experience what this side of the fence is all about. At once in my life, I was on that side. It was the dark side. I didn't think of it that way. I thought it as peaceful and spiritual discipline and spiritual encounters and a spiritual smorgasbord of so many kinds of experiences. It was eclectic. It was all about getting what I can get, power, ability, And back in those days, like that young man I talked about last week, he learned how to astral project. He learned it out of an occult orientation. In the context of ritual, he would go out to find his lady, blonde-haired lady psychologist, because he wanted to rape her. He wanted to have sex with her. And I'm going to tell you right now, there are those listening who've been raped by demonic presence, incubus, succubus issues. There are those who have been raped by and sexually engaged by demon-empowered, dark spirit-empowered astral projectors. It's true. I don't care about the skeptics, even Christian ones, who say, wow, I don't understand that. You ever read in Job what we read about yesterday? The spirit that glided past the face of Job. He had fear. He didn't know what it was. He could see a form. He had this experience. It's right there in the scriptures. You can take a look at it in the book of Job. Here's the experience of Ezekiel. Let me go off to the Apostle Paul. Do you remember the Paul's vision and the thorn and all the things that he talks about? Well, he begins by saying this, verse 1, chapter 12, 2 Corinthians. And again, others are guided by finite, dark, small, you know, the dark side spirits. Well, again, masqueraded, metaskizmazitai. They're masqueraded, transfigured as astral entities. But they're doing the same thing. Here, Paul says, although there is nothing, he goes on to say in verse 1 anyway, I will go on to the visions and the revelations from the Lord. Again, his personal experience with Jesus. He knows Jesus. The Spirit of God dwells in him. The Spirit of God leads him to write scripture. The Spirit of God guides him. Here's what he says in verse 2. I know a man in Christ. Now that, again, if you know historical, grammatical, and understand Greek, the New Testament Greek, that is a way of him referring to himself, though deflecting attention to himself. That's just a form of writing that would bring out a story without bringing attention directly to yourself. So when he's talking this, he's talking about himself, but he says this, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was, let me look at this, caught up to the third heaven. Caught up, not one astral projector, not one psychic, Satanist, chosen one, remote viewer has ever been taken to the third heaven. That's all. Third Huronos. He knows someone. He personally, because he couldn't tell, you know, in the body, out of the body. He just can't. Now the word caught up, guess what? Caught up, harpezo. The word used in the concept, well, you heard the Latin, the word rapture, used in 1 Thessalonians 4, the dead in Christ shall rise first. We who are alive will be caught up. That word is used of Jesus in Revelation 12 when the dragon, Satan's full force, tried to bring destruction to him. His life, death, resurrection, and ascension is referred to as being snatched up to God, harpezo. Paul had a non-human enhancement, just as Ezekiel, but it was by the hand of God. That's again what New Agers and all of you who are practitioners, I don't care if it's in the Buddhistic sense, the occultic sense, the satanic sense, the sanitized, militarized, remote viewing sense. Paul got out of his body, but by this word harpezo, dealing with a superior force, he was led up out of his body. And that would be by, you can say the hand of God, you can say the Spirit of God. It goes on to say this, whether it was in the body or out of the body, I don't know, God knows. He couldn't fully explain it. He goes on to verse 3. And I know this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows, was caught up to paradise. Jesus on the cross says to the man dying there, today you will be with me in paradise. That's where Paul went. Here's what it says. He heard inexpressible things, things that man is not permitted to tell. Now in the context, he's talking about this extraordinary experience that he has in his personal relationship with the living Christ. Paul clearly is the one that writes, know ye not that we are temples of the Holy Spirit. There's no question that he's the one that, led by the Spirit of God, writes scripture. Let's go quickly to Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, John. After this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven, and a voice, and the voice I first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up here. Now that's got to be tremendous. So it's not an energy, not a vibe, not anything else. This is the presence of God, the power of God, the voice of God in believers, Ezekiel, Paul, and John, they all knew the living God. They all knew the living Christ. They all had relationship. They knew the Lord. They knew the Spirit of God. And they all share the same. When they're taken up and out by God, ultimately by the instrumentality of the Spirit of God, brings revelation of God, brings revelation of their issues and circumstances by God, but then brings revelation from God that becomes both a message for the current day and or prophetic revelation for the future. The out-of-the-body experience that John, the apostle, probably around his late, I don't know, 80s somewhere, nobody knows the exact age. Verse 2 says, at once I was in the Spirit, capital S, Spirit of God. Current New Age, psychic, Wiccan, Satan, Luciferian, old Buddhistic, old Hinduistic, astral projectors, you are not getting up out of your body by the Spirit of God. It is not the same as Ezekiel, as Paul, and as John. It's similar that you have a non-human enhancement that leads you out. They are leading you to their side. In the case of Ezekiel, Paul, and John, who knew the Lord, who in relationship with the Lord, who knew the salvation of God, who had personal fellowship and could hear from God. It wasn't quasi. You can come to know the living Christ. You're either going to embrace and hold on to that dark energy, dark power coming from that dark agenda that will seek to steal your soul, or you will hear this. Only Jesus Christ said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You can turn to the living Christ, exchange the dark side, the deception, seduction that, listen, as Peter cried out in the book of Acts, chapter 2, you ever read it? Pleaded with him, save yourselves from this wicked generation. Save yourselves from this mass global agenda of deception that leads to the Antichrist and the end of days. How? Turn to the living Christ. Be indwelt by the pure, holy Spirit of God, who is God. Come to the living Christ who's alive right now, who is God in human flesh. You can read about it in Revelation 4. This is John's experience. He went up by the Spirit of God, and there before me was a throne in heaven and someone sitting on it and his engagement. And look at the revelation that he brings, and you're going to find out something very carefully in this context. Eventually, John, caught up by the Spirit of God into the heavenly realm, looking and gazing at the one of the throne, and well, the rainbow, the emerald, the encircle. Look at it. The appearance of jasper and carnelian. You can look about the, well, it says in the center around the throne, the four living creatures, and they were covered with eyes in front and in back, similar to the Ezekiel experience, chapter 1 of Ezekiel. The first living creature was like a lion, and it goes on and on, and here's what it says. Here's what these living, incredible beings in heaven, they didn't affect. These are the beings of God. They are the ones, six wings covered, like seraphs. Like Ezekiel, so listen, Isaiah chapter 6, mark it down. Isaiah saw the Lord, Yahweh Adonai. He saw these heavenly beings crying out. And here's what John sees. Over 700 years later, here's John taken up by the Spirit of God, and he hears them saying the same thing. Day and night, they never stop saying, holy, 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 the thrice holy. The thrice holy. Is the Lord God Almighty. Now go back to Isaiah 6. Yahweh Adonai has come. Messiah has come. God has come in human flesh. In the past, before the incarnation, and after the incarnation, after the death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ, many years later, John, by the Spirit of God, is taken out of his body into heaven, and has given massive revelation about heaven and about future events. And he says the same about the entities in heaven, the angelic, holy, 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 is the Lord God Almighty. What happens in their cases? Divine revelation, an encounter with God, predictive prophetic revelation. Who enabled their experience? The Spirit of God, the power of God, the hand of God. That is absolutely contrasted to, and it is not the same as current remote viewer, astroprojector experiencers of today that are being guided by the spirits. Well, let's talk about, and you realize on that side of the fence, the need for non-human, every remote viewer is learning and has learned, all the individuals involved in astral projection past occultism, when it comes to the SRAs, the chosen ones, they know it is by the power of a entity. One remote viewer in an engagement of deliverance, they said it was an energy at first. A curiosity, then an energy, a presence. When we commanded in the name of Jesus Christ for that energy to be made known for what it really is, all of a sudden they could see a translucent being, and the entity said its name was Argon. As we engage this entity that was taking this person further and further and further out to what they call the ether, the astral plane, which was the second heaven, the realm of the demons. This incredible experience, we commanded the demon, in the name of Jesus Christ, tell this person what your ultimate goal is. The demon screamed out to take them to blankety blank hell. Military, remote viewer, chosen one, extremely enabled, a Fort Bragger out of the 70s, 60s. Sidney Gottlieb, remember that name? Monarch, do you remember that concept? All the monarchs have parts in them that can astral project. Because the dark side is enabling it. Let me go into this in this last couple of minutes. What is the astral realm? Well, it is a spiritual realm. It is a domain. It is the domain primarily of the demonic. Of the Archai, the Cosmocrata, the Planos, the Exousia, the Prince of the Power of the Eros, the spirit that is now operative in those who are lost. Massive agenda. It feeds mass deception. It layers Luciferic globalism. It weaponizes satanic powers. More on this Thursday night. See you tomorrow night, Wednesday. This is Russ Dizdar, ShadowTheDarkness.net. Keep us in your prayers. Keep us in support. Thank you.